listening to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God has for me, what God has for you, and this Tuesday morning. We are going to rejoice, and we make a quality decision to rejoice and be glad in what God has for us. And what God has for you and what God has for me, we obtain it by faith. We obtain it by what? Faith. And faith produce hope. Faith produce what? Hope. Without hope, there's no reason to go on. Faith produce hope. And this Tuesday morning, and because I have this hope, I have every reason to rejoice and be glad.
And we know the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So as we're hearing the word of God, it's producing in us faith, and it's producing in us hope. Yeah. Of our calling. And as we watch how the lives of so many biblical great people were established, they went through times of uncertainty. They went through times where they had to go on the journey of faith, hoping that the end expectation will match what they were told in the beginning. And every time they followed the direction, they received the reward. They received that which they hoped in. It came into full manifestation. Did it take time? Yes. Were there tribulations along the way? Yes. But it always came to pass. What God said concerning them, the assignment that he sent them on, it came to pass. They just had to be willing to continue to go through, not to lose heart. They had to continue to go through. They could not become weary. They had to be in tune with what God was saying, and it was producing then in them more and more. We left off yesterday in Romans chapter 5, starting at verse 3. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance.
Yes.
So tribulations, those things that try you, those things that try to shake you. But we glory in those things, knowing that they produce perseverance. Well, what is perseverance? If we look at the word per, it means to divide. And sever means to cut. So when you are persevering, what you're doing is you're cutting the opposition off from the desired outcome. You're persevering. Though it doesn't look like what it should look like, the situation doesn't look like yet what it should look like. The expectation has not been met yet, but what you're doing is you're dividing, you're cutting back the opposition, you're persevering. So we're to glory in tribulations, knowing that the tribulation produces perseverance, because we have an expected outcome. We have an expected hope for the task. We have an expected hope for the whatever the program that we're going through, or the course that we're going, we have an expected outcome. So we persevere. We divide the resistance from the final product that we have in view. And then it tells us that perseverance, character, and character, hope. So as we're persevering, as we're cutting back the stuff that is in opposition, the stuff that is contrary to the vision that we are working forth building in the earth, that builds our character, and that in turn builds our hope, because we're seeing that with God, nothing is impossible. We're seeing that if God said it, then it's coming to pass. When God sends us to do something, when he sends it on an assignment, we have the backing of heaven. We are operating from his supply house. So as we go through this process, tribulations, they produce perseverance. As we persevere, our character is being developed. And in that hope, verse 5 tells us, now hope does not disappoint. It's impossible for hope to disappoint. Why? It tells us here. Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts.
Yes.
By the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So even though it may seem hard at times as you're working toward a goal, we have to rejoice in that. We have to glory in that. knowing that God loves us and we're being made better in the situation. I know there's plenty of times where I've tried to do something and it's just been hard. But the more you stick to it, the more you persevere through it, the better you are equipped to be able to obtain it and then to do the next season, the next stage of development in that journey. So we're not going to just go hide and cry. We're going to continue to move forward in what God has for us, knowing that He loves us, knowing that He is teaching us. Yes, even through times of failure, He is teaching us what doesn't work and leading us to what does work. So this is the journey now. We were in Genesis chapter 12 yesterday, and Abram was being sent out on a journey. And in that journey, there was lots of tribulation. There were lots of reasons why it wasn't going to work, but he continued to move forward little by little. He continued.
Because if you look, the first land he went to, when he departed, go back to 12, as we build our listeners, so they have a background. Lord gave him this tremendous promise that he's going to make him a great nation. All the families of the earth shall be blessed if he depart from his country and go now to a land that God's going to show him. And so he depart, the Bible says, look at 4, he depart from Haran. And he took the little that he got, and they went to where? Canaan. That was the first place. And he depart from Haran to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. That was the first part of the journey.
At age 75.
Yeah, and he was 75. All right, he was 75. So he goes to this land, and he from that land to Bethel in there. He pitched a tent in Bethel, continued. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down to Egypt. So we see this journey. Man, what did he 75 and all of this thing just in chapter 12. And you, our listeners, you can read this whole thing because we have read it already and we want to stay on track. And if we go through all of these scriptures here, we'll be here all month. Yeah. So, and here he goes. God tell him this great things, and there's a famine hit him. So he got to go on and continue that journey. That's why we say living in expectation is a journey of what? Faith. Go ahead, Dan.
So the next time we're going to look at Abram now, he's 99 years old, in Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 2. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. So I love the way God will always come back to us. And he'll remind us of what he already said.
Yeah.
He'll remind us of what he already said. So when things become difficult, when things seem like they're just tarrying, just taking so long, God will come back and he'll go remind us of what he said. So we got to continually go back to that blueprint. What did God say?
And think about it. He was 75 years old. In chapter 12. And now we all the way over to what chapter, Dan? Chapter 17. How much years passed? 24 years has passed. Sometimes we think, oh, it's just from year to year. No, 24 years has passed. It's what a journey. The man now hit 24 years. Then God came back to tell him again, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. Think about it. From 75 to 99, 24 years. And God, go back to Romans that you read, because character built in him. Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
So we can see that. We can see everything in Romans demonstrated in the life of Abraham. Mm-hmm. 24 years, his life has produced these things. That's why God says, okay, now, Abraham, walk before me now and be blameless. Walk before me. You have persevered over these 24 years. You have trusted me and hold on to that hope, to the promise that I have given unto you.
Now, he trusted him, but he didn't do everything perfect either. Because at the end of the previous chapter, chapter 16, verse 16, it says that he was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram. So Ishmael came by Abram and Sarah's own reasoning, seeing that the promise was taking too long. So it goes from 75 to 86. Yeah. So that's what, 11 years there. Yeah. He said, well, this is taking too long. Let's see if we could get Hagar involved with this to bring forth this promise. And then it ended up being not what God intended. So now here he is, now 99. So from 86 to 99, 13 more years pass. So God's telling him, look, walk before me and be blameless. Believe what I'm telling you. Yeah. Stop trying to figure it out. Oh, that's a word this morning. I think we all need that word this morning.
Yes.
Stop trying to figure it out. Be blameless before me. You know, there's not, when we allow God to be God, then we're not pointing the finger and blaming everybody else for this, that, and the other. Because a lot of times stuff's not working because we're not doing the stuff that God told us to do. We're doing other stuff and we're putting our expectation on other people, and then we're becoming disappointed instead of putting our expectation on God and following and building from the blueprint as it was written for us. We're trying to figure it out. The Bible says in Proverbs, do not overwork to be rich. By your own understanding, cease. And a lot of times we're trying to overwork. We're trying to outthink God. We're trying to do all these things by our own understanding. But he says, cease. And he told Abram here, walk before me and be blameless, which means do it the way I told you to do it. Then you can't be at blame, right? When we do it the way God said, we say, well, we did it the way God said. There's no woulda, coulda, shoulda. If we just do it the way God said, he told him, walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. So who's going to do it? God said that he will make his covenant between them. The God said that he will multiply him exceedingly when he is walking according to the plan.
So I have to trust the word. Here's a good one here this morning. Trust the word. Trust the word. If we can trust the word and obey it, we will see it in our lives.
We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Hope to see you there.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Wayland specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Wayland Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit waylandduff.kw.com. Wayland Duff with Keller Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.